K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Drums, please!
Community,
truth,
friendship,
education,
resilience,
creativity, love,
destigmatization,
imagination.
I don't do drugs, only medication.
I may be down, but I'm not out.
Treat me with respect just like I treat you.
I have the power to make my life better.
No intimidation, please. Show me friendship.
No stigma, please. Show me compassion.
Tell me the truth softly. Just don't tell me lies.
There's enough room in the world for all of us.
It's a beautiful world out there.
This is Radio Moon.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m. created by people living a full life with mental health issues. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, stories, news, and music to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. The Forward House community believes everyone has the right to speak, and their perspective is valued. Today is Thursday, February 18th, 2021. Today on Radio Moon, we have a show on a theme that touches all of us these days, loneliness and isolation. I think you'll find that our members have a lot of insightful, creative, funny, and unexpected things to say about this topic. We're going to kick off today's show with a roundtable discussion on this theme. Take it away, Bianca and the Moon crew.
Welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here with Ivana, Ingrid, Noel, Peter, Mary Lynn, and Catherine. This month, we are discussing the interconnected themes of solitude, loneliness, and isolation. Let's get into it. For our first question, we have, what do you think are the positive and negative aspects of solitude? Ingrid?
Oh, thank you. I think the positive aspects of solitude is that it gives you the opportunity to reflect and meditate, whereas the negative effects would be the feeling of not being part of, feeling isolated from.
Thank you. Ivana?
Positive aspect is the introspection and rest that solitude makes possible. And on the negative aspects, it would be that sort of feeling of emptiness or absence of other people.
Thank you so much. Noel?
Yeah, I think isolation gives a positive aspect because it gives you time to think to be by yourself, and the negative is that it needs to have people around you.
Definitely. Peter?
Yeah, the positive stuff is that I have more time to read. You know me in reading, so like it's, you know, it's good. The negative aspects is I feel alone, but hard, you know. I feel the need to reach out to people when that happens.
Mm-hmm. We have Mary Lynn.
Yes, for the positives. I would say that it's a time for really taking the time to be away from people, to get a break from just doing things for others. It seems like solitude is more positive because it becomes a peaceful time, spiritually, physically, emotionally. I think you gain much more strength in solitude, mm-hmm. and also you re-energize yourself. The negative aspect of solitude is, unfortunately, you might take pleasure in being alone, solitude, and develop a kind of a antisocial personality because of the length of time, depending on the length of time that you choose your solitude.
Thank you. Honestly, I love that we're focusing a lot more on the positive aspects than the negative. And last, we have Catherine.
What I like about isolation, solitude, is it's a great time to find yourself. But on the other hand, there's the flip side. When you find yourself, you want to share yourself.
Thank you so much, Catherine. For our second question, we have you ever felt lonely in a crowd? Can you be lonely even when you're not alone? Catherine?
Well, I remember I used to go to concerts in the 90s of my favorite groups. And sometimes I felt a little bit alone just because I felt I had a different understanding of the music from other people. And this isn't to be condescending, but it's true. Just because if you're on a totally different wavelength, and the people there were perfectly respectful, but when you're always on a different wavelength, it can be a bit lonely.
Thank you, Catherine. Noel?
Yeah, it could possible to be lonely in a crowd because there's nobody talking to you. There's no interaction. So it is possible to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Noel. Let's hear Peter.
I can be in a crowd, like even in a meeting, and I have trouble. I don't feel connected to people. You know, I feel like I'm the outsider looking in sometimes, and I don't know exactly why that is. But generally, though, I'm good with being alone. So it's hard to feel lonely if, you know, I'm not in that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that, Ingrid.
Well, this makes me think of a time when I was with a gang of friends and I had a different point of view than the others. So they all sided on one side and I was on the other. I felt rather alone in the crowd then. And it was very isolating, actually.
For our third question, we have, what do you consider good company? Do you ever get positive social interaction and contact from going out to just a store, the movies, a concert, or maybe even from your pets and animals if you have a cat or a dog? Do you consider that good company or not? Peter?
Yeah, I have my cat. I talk to him all the time and he talks to me, so that's great. He's always meowing at me. So, you know, I've got him trained so that when I call him, he comes. So it's quite fun.
Thank you. Noel?
Yeah, I get a good social reaction when I go to the supermarket, especially Metro, giving them some puns.
Thank you, Noel. Ivana?
Yeah, I find... I get good social interaction whenever it's a place, for example, the library or a coffee shop where I go regularly for several months. Then I'll get to know people and we'll chit chat. And eventually, like at the library, if it's years, I mean, like I have like real conversations whenever one of the clerks behind the counter is free. So it just starts small and builds.
That's great. Thank you. Mary Lynn?
Yeah, I think this is a great question because good company for me is depending on the day, I have these really close friends that have different talents. Like if I'm in the mood to laugh that day, I have a friend that's extremely funny and I really enjoy her company and we could walk or whatever, do things. If I have a friend that's a musician, I really enjoy going to concerts with her because she's so knowledgeable about it and I feel comfortable. And I also have friends that are more philosophical, you know, like I need what I call good company is someone for me that brings me something, and I can bring that person something also. I'm not good in four people together, even three. I really prefer to be one-on-one. Mm-hmm. It seems that I get more out of my conversation or out of my day. And also that's the way I feel. And also when I walk my dog, it was fun because I could meet other people that have had dogs. And sometimes, you know, you hit up a conversation and interesting and you become friends. It's so much fun to have friends that have dogs.
Guys, go adopt, get a cat, get a dog, make those connections like Mary Lynn. So last we have Catherine.
Well, I definitely consider animals to be social contacts. They're awesome. They're forgiving, loyal, gentle, intelligent, caring. They're wonderful. They're such gentle, beautiful, beautiful people. I consider them people, and I most definitely consider them social contact.
Thank you, Catherine. For our final question, we have, do you have or have you ever had any imaginary friends? If so, please introduce us to them. This could be maybe when you were younger. Who knows? Sometimes I talk to myself at home, and maybe I should give that other person a name when I talk to myself at home. I don't know. So if you ever had an imaginary friend, please share. Ivana.
It was more like I would imagine stories in my head where I was part of the Star Trek universe and I was on the Enterprise pitching in, and whenever there's a crisis, and ultimately I would like, it would be so bad that I would have to like, you know, do it because Picard couldn't do it. I had a lot of fun with that.
That's great. Thank you.
I don't remember having an imaginary friend. I can just say that I started talking to my dog during the pandemic. But like I said the other day, I said, you know, there was this post, and it was a funny post about a psychiatrist saying, we understand that during the pandemic, it is normal to start talking to yourself. But we request that you only call us if you answer back. It's funny. So, and also it applies to imaginary friends, I suppose. But I don't remember having imaginary friends. I just talk to myself as if I'm another person sometimes.
Sometimes it's just like that.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Ingrid.
Yeah, yes. Let's see. When I was younger, I did not have imaginary friends. I think I started developing imaginary friends the second or third month into COVID. They came and kept me company, and we had a good time. You know, we started doing things together, and it wasn't as isolating, and I wasn't as lonely as when we shared things. And, you know, we played cards. I would have to move from one side of the table to the other, but it seemed perfectly normal. You know, I think I had a few imaginary friends a couple of months ago, too.
COVID makes us meet new and interesting people, I think. When we think it's pretty lonely, it's not. Noel.
Okay. I had imaginary friends when I was younger. I used to play detective. And so that's about it.
Did you used to catch them, Noel, often?
Not really.
Thank you, Noel. And last but not least, Peter.
When I was younger, I used to have a trio of imaginary friends. One was a skeleton of a Diplodocus, and another one was a clown, and for some reason, the third one was a naked adult female. Don't ask. I thought it was ordinary. I thought everybody had imaginary friends like that.
I guess when you have an interesting assortment of friends like that, who cannot be bored?
Right? I like your honesty, Peter.
Well, I want to thank everyone for participating in this week's interconnected theme on solitude, loneliness, and isolation. You've been listening to Radio Moon's Roundtable on CKUT 90.3 FM. For our next song, we'll be listening to Bobby Vinton's first and only original song. You can truly say that this song felt a little lonely in his arsenal of cover hits. Here's Mr. Lonely by Bobby Vinton.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Wish I had someone to call on the phone. Now I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home. Letters, never a letter. I get no letters in the mail. I've been forgotten. Forgotten. Oh, how I wonder, how is it I fail? Now I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home.
Radio Moon News, this just in. The cause of Sesame Street Muppet's mental illness has been fully deciphered. It seems the catalyst was counting. Every Muppet has been diagnosed with an intense level of OCD, an acronym for obsessive compulsive disorder. They are all taking a variety of treatments to quit counting. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here's Ingrid. She's going to share a piece that she wrote about what do you do when you do feel lonely? How do you feel less alone? Here's Ingrid.
Hello. I'd like to speak to you about something that I know all too well, and that is loneliness. I suffered from loneliness, which is the desire for social contact, is greater than the people are able to provide you with. Because I'm somewhat of an introvert, I spend a great deal of time alone. Now, that's different than social isolation, which is the lack of social contact. Like, there is no one group to belong to. By group, I'm talking about circle of friends, family, classmates, and so on. Obviously, social isolation can lead to loneliness, but that's not the case in the situation I'm talking about. I'm talking about a form of sadness that led to loneliness. You see, I've started a new job in a new city, and I know no one here. So I spend a great deal of time by myself. And as an introvert, I don't mind that, being alone. However, this is too much loneliness. This is where I don't feel a connection to anyone. It's not like being alone. I feel that if I don't reach out soon, this will become a permanent case. I've got what you call feeling lonely in a crowd situation going on. And I remained that way for many, many months. Until one day while I was watching a show, I realized the people on the TV were smiling. And I hadn't smiled in a very long time. And I hadn't smiled because I hadn't been happy. I've been by myself for too long. But how do I go out and reach out to people? How do I do that? I didn't know, because it almost was terrifying, the thought of going to meet new people. So I decided to start by going outside and just taking walks. And I took many walks. And as I walked, I thought, and I decided to come up with a plan on how I was going to increase and grow my social network. So I thought about things I liked doing. I made a list of all the things I enjoy doing, and then I decided to find places that I can enjoy my gifts. And one of them was working with children, and there's an elementary school close to my home. So I spoke to the principal, and with my qualifications, I was actually able to help out a little bit at the school at lunchtime. And that was wonderful because I got to meet the adults. I developed friendships. We go out once in a while for coffee, and I'm very happy there. This gave me the courage to reach out to some old friends that I hadn't spoken to in a long time. And that turned out wonderful. We started talking again, reminiscing about old times. Oh, we had many laughs. We laughed and we laughed. It was wonderful. And as time went on, I started to feel better. And it's a wonderful feeling. I know now there are things I have to do to make sure that I don't get lonely again. One of these things is I have to make sure that I'm comfortable with being alone, but I don't stay alone too long, that loneliness becomes an issue. There's a difference, and I have to keep that in mind. I have to keep myself physically active. I have to exercise. Serotonin seems to be the key to getting out of the misery. Serotonin, exercise. Yes, I'm going to keep doing that. And sunlight. Sunlight is something that saves you. For the sun, the vitamin D you get from the sun really helps you to feel alive and go. I know loneliness. I know its power. I know, and now I have the power to defeat it, you see, because now I'm able to go out there and join groups, especially with Zoom now. I can find groups of people who think like me, who are like me, and I can join them, and I can share my thoughts with like-minded people. My world is complete. I am very content. Thank you.
Thanks, Ingrid. Some great tips in there for anyone who feels alone. Next up, we have Noelle. Noelle has a poem to share with us all about loneliness. Take it away, Noelle.
Hi, my name is Noelle. I have a poem for you today. The title is Loneliness and Isolation. I get very lonely sometimes. It is the feeling. It never bothers me as much. It sends me reeling. I wonder what do people do when they get lonely? Make up their minds, I guess, without folly. Do you ever go out in the malls for fun? It is good to hear out I do when I am done. Isolation can be a bit scary sometimes. You could talk to someone who does not mind. Visit a friend or invite them over, not too many. That would help clear up some of you who do not get any. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM online, ckut.ca. Thank you.
Have you been sitting in your dark room overthinking how you can express your feelings to that cute person that you've been crushing over? Do you finally have the heart to tell them? Well, in this song, singer Ann Wilson is boiling over with feelings for this one special guy. And she's finally ready to express that to him. Let's see how that goes. Here's Alone by Heart.
I ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
This just in, new medications are being designed to help the Sesame Street Muppets with obsessive compulsive disorder. The side effects of each medication is anxiety, but psychiatrists are not canceling their ambitious plans. Big Bird has gone 48 hours without counting, and the rest of the Muppets understand that it's time to leave Sesame Street and begin some other way. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine, for covering this important story as it emerges. Next up, here's Mary Lynn, who'll share some reflections in a piece she calls Solitude Is.
Solitude is taking a break from life and from people. As humans, we love to be around people, but not strangers. Well, sometimes strangers, if they have a nice smile. But nowadays, how do we know if they're smiling? They say it's in the eyes that smile. Still, hard to tell. Solitude is my new normal. Not a sad one, but a peaceful one. Too much of it can be harmful, though, especially when I head for the pantry and there's no one to see me eating this family-sized bag of Lay's with a Coca-Cola. I specify Coca-Cola. Once, I was confiding to a friend that since the beginning of pandemic, I've become addicted to Coke.
I heard a sound of horror in my ear. Really? She says. I say, yes. I'm drinking almost one every day. I hear, ah, with a sigh of relief. Boy, oh boy, I have to watch every word I say. Solitude is more of a physical one than a mental one for me. Not one day goes by without the use of technology. Either Zoom conferences or messenger texts, phone calls, etc., etc. Zoom this and Zoom that. Zoom to the living room from the bedroom. How is it possible that I still manage to be late for Zoom? Is it still in to be fashionably late? Does it apply to technology? My guess is yes, because that one time when I was first to join in, I felt a certain malaise, waiting with the host for the others to join. It's like you don't want to start a conversation in case someone joins in, and you get stuck in the middle of a sentence, not knowing if you should continue or exclaim a joyful hi to the new joinee, as if their appearance on Zoom was the best thing since sliced bread. I think I'd rather be sliced bread. Solitude is when being with oneself brings contentment and peace. There have been days when I long for complete and utter quiet. No phone calls, no Zooms, no disturbances, except for the noise of pages being turned in my book and the sound of soothing sips of fresh lemonade mixed with sparkling water. Who am I kidding? I'm still waiting for my brain to return from its concentration vacation. And let's not forget my hashtag, Coke addiction. Solitude is being present with oneself in complete harmony. Who cares if I haven't bathed in 3 days? I always wash my face and brush my teeth, though. That's a must. After a couple of hippie moody days, I usually snap out of it when things start turning weird and my body odor becomes a fragrance of comfort. That's usually my cue to go soak in a warm tub. Once bathed and wearing a fresh pair of lounging pajamas, hair loosely tied and smelling like fresh apples, that was a Christmas gift from my neighbor. I feel like a new me and head back to the couch to decide my next move. Shall it be a movie, a game of Free Cell on the computer, New York Times mini crossword of the day, or maybe just a quick snooze? And there it is, I'm gone for the day. Solitude is enjoying our own presence while taking the time to grow in wisdom, to be inspired to create, to take more than a moment to feel the sun rays through the window, or to simply prepare a fast, kind of healthy meal and rushing back to the living room to enjoy it while watching Jeopardy and screaming out the answers. Well, the ones I know, to my newfound bestie, Mr. Ken Jennings. I must admit that I fare much better at the quiz show called Au Suivant on Radio-Canada, Fridays at 7 p.m. Great quiz show. The best part is when the winner needs to choose the wrong answers to each of the 21 questions. It's nerve-wracking and the most excitement I've had since, let me think about that one and I'll get back to you.
Coming up next, we have Nobody by Mitski. She wrote this song after deciding to stay in Malaysia after her Asia-Australian tour. She thought that this peace and solitude would do her well compared to heading back to North America. She immediately regretted her decision, finding that she was so freaking lonely and that being alone in a country where no one knows you made it even harder. She used this experience in the most positive way we probably could do it if we were a singer, and wrote this song that was a pretty big hit. Here's Mitski, Nobody.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear sounds of
This is another Radio Moon News Flash. Psychiatric research is trying to understand exactly why the Muppets of Sesame Street are addicted to counting. They think it is an emotional disorder, so they are planning to treat it with mood stabilizers. Psychiatry's main concern now is that the Muppets' obsessive love of counting has an effect on the rest of the world. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. Now, Catherine's been covering this breaking story all year long for us here at Radio Moon. We thought we would take a little time out and ask Catherine how she's doing, how she's been feeling, you know, behind the scenes, reporting on this, on the issues that the Muppets of Sesame Street are having. Here's Catherine with her firsthand account.
I would like to take a few minutes from Radio Moon News to tell you what it's like being a news anchor in these times of distancing and isolation. It is the worst emotional experience. I myself feel that I need medication. Reporting on bad news is an emotional strain. I only do it because I care. When I hear about psychiatry and the Sesame Street Muppets, I just want to make the smallest difference and be a news anchor. How can you reflect on that in your life? You can try going public in newspapers, Facebook, giving speeches at schools, talking to your children about what you feel for the Sesame Street Muppets. That's basically what I have been doing, and that's the direction anyone can take. For anyone's sake, make a difference.
Thanks, Catherine. Oh, to be a reporter in these trying times. Next up, here's Ivana with a piece that she recorded over the last couple weeks in her apartment. It touches on loneliness, emotional ups and downs, and finding friends in a bag of chips. Let's take a listen.
Thursday, February 28th.
When I feel lonely, it's when I'm lost in my feelings. Either they're overwhelming, and usually it's mostly just one, like fear or feeling cold, something just entirely physical feeling. Yeah, I feel like I'm the only person around, like nobody else exists and would understand, so I turn to God. And I seek His presence and find God. It's getting easier. And His presence is fuller. Solitude for me is when I'm by myself and it's okay. I think isolation was when I'm by myself and it's not. I wish I was with other people. Isolation carries the sense of having to stay away. Yeah, there could be times where I choose to stay away where other people would actually break the isolation.
Sunday, January 31st, 6:10 a.m. When I'm freaking out at night and I feel cold and I'm shaking, it really helps to focus on what's going on in my body, to just feel everything, every temperature, every move, every feeling on my skin and in my muscles. It helps counteract the tinnitus, like the loud external humming. It takes away the feeling of being overwhelmingly by myself, like lost and out of my body in a sense. I become me.
Wednesday, February 3rd.
Yeah, stir crazy today. I think it was about being alone with my emotions. Not knowing what to do with them. Not wanting to be alone with them. Wanting to give them to someone. I don't know whether that's dumping or sharing, because it's difficult in those circumstances to exchange.
Jeudi le 4 février à 17h48.
Oh, je viens de manger un sac et demi de chips. Un gros tas de légumes. Avec de la trempette. Au tiny gingembre. Tout ça parce que j'avais une envie irrésistible de me bourrer la face. Mais ça a commencé après que j'ai fini de rencontrer quelqu'un dans un parc. Donc, c'est vrai que ça se produit tout le temps, surtout pour les chips. C'est après que j'ai vu quelqu'un, là, quand c'est le temps de rentrer chez moi toute seule. Donc, ça, sûr que ça a rapport à la solitude ou bien la l'absence de contact humain. Ça aide à passer là, l'impression qu'il y a un vide à l'intérieur. Une autre façon aussi, ça pourrait être de dormir. Quelque chose que je vais probablement faire très bientôt, même si c'est trop de bonheur. Jeudi, le 11 février à 8h22. We were talking last Monday in the discussion group. Do we realize that we're pulling away from other people? Yeah. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I actually choose to. But yeah, it's unpleasant feeling lonely. Feeling that other people are absent. And how much of that isolation is caused by our behavior because we're too emotional, we're hyper-emotional. And other people don't want that or can't stand it or can't deal with it and they pull away. Yeah. There's like a special ache, I think. Hurt or abandonment that feels when that I feel when people pull away because I'm being hyper emotional about some issue. It's also like a sense of loss or is it panic or yeah, it even increases my hyper emotionality in some. I remember in one case it just made my anxiety worse. So I acted out more anxious.
Thanks, Ivana. The music you heard in that piece were piano performances of two hymns, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, and You Are My Hiding Place. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's radio that's good for your mental health.
We often listen to pop songs that celebrate nonstop partying and how fun it is to be a part of that. With this next song, it explores how Sia just wants to hold on to the party for dear life. Because once the party ends, that's when reality hits and unwanted feelings appear. The song is also rooted in Sia's own struggles of alcoholism. In an impromptu jam session, Sia channeled her feelings and wrote the lyrics and chords in just under 30 minutes. Let's give a listen to Sia's Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're almost at the end of our broadcast today. Before we go, two more poems, one from Catherine and one from Noel. Let's take a listen.
Isolation is a very painful feeling, but if you look inside yourself to a place all alone, sometimes you may know that you were made to love everyone at one time, even when you're alone. So love everyone at one time, even when you're all alone. You don't have to be alone.
Hi, my name is Noel. I have a poem for you today. The title is Survival. So this is the world as it stands. I do not need any other hands. Life can be tough, so to speak. It would take more than being Greek. Every day I get up to face this day, I think of life as round in the hay. My best attitude can be found, I do not like being told to go around. So I am sticking it out like forever. Believe me, you can bet you never. So I will survive, as they say. You can bet your bottom dollar on this day. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM, online, ckut.ca. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel, and thanks, Catherine, for those hopeful words on survival. You've been listening to Radio Moon. We'll be back on Thursday, March 17th, 2 to 3 p.m. for another show. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can listen to us online at ckut.ca. Let's let the boss show us the way out, shall we? Here's Bruce Springsteen with Dancing in the Dark.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Carving you up, all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's done with that, you see? You see that? They don't give me no time, you know? I didn't see them cut me off before my time. Yeah, me gear up, but just the problem is, like, me I keep on a trick.
Can't wait to see you, can't wait to give you a taste of my love. No need for this love, it's something you can't replace. Oh my love, when we go in it, that feeling's amazing. Yeah, I know I'm guilty for how I deal with the case. Oh my mind, I love her, can't get enough of my mind. All this fair in pain and pleasure. Oh yeah, I know it hurts to miss me this much.
Oh,
my
love. Good one. Go check out the video. Go check out the video.